KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we currently have a mostly clear sky, and it is 49 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Friday afternoon arrested a woman from Adams County. 49-year-old Donna Marie Hansen of Corning was arrested at around 1:45 p.m. on a warrant for harassment in the second degree. Hansen was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak say an 11-year-old male faces a reckless use of fire charge following an investigation into a garage and house fire that took place Wednesday evening. The youth's name was not released. Officials say that the blaze, which was reported around 7:15 p.m. Wednesday, destroyed a residence at 211 West Reed Street. Authorities filed charges upon completion of a joint investigation by the Red Oak Police Department, Red Oak Fire Department, and State Fire Marshal's Office. Red Oak Fire Chief John Bruce told KJAN News Thursday that the blaze appears to have started in the garage next to the home, which had been converted into three apartments. The chief said the first crews on the scene saw flames shooting out of the garage, which extended into the two-story residence. Two people resided in one of the apartments, but they were able to get out safely despite having no working smoke detectors to alert them to the danger. Bruce said that because the building had gone through numerous renovations, there were three voids or spaces between the apartments that made the fire hard to fight. Mutual aid was requested from the Elliott, Villisca, and Essex Fire and EMS departments, Emerson and Stanton Fire, and assistance from several emergency agencies such as the Red Oak Police, Montgomery County Communications, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Montgomery County EMA, and the American Red Cross, which was helping the families. Crews were on the scene Wednesday for about 5 hours. There were no injuries reported, and the home was a total loss. A pursuit that began in Pottawatomie County ended on Interstate 80 in Cass County Thursday evening. The Pott County Sheriff's Office reports Deputy Logan Lieber was in a marked patrol car at around 6:27 p.m. when he ran a license plate through the computer. The records indicated the owner of the 2007 Volvo had been barred from driving. After Lieber drove up next to the car to see if the driver matched the description of the owner, the deputy tried to conduct a traffic stop. As he exited his patrol car and was walking up to the Volvo, the vehicle took off on I-80 eastbound at a high rate of speed. The pursuit ended when the deputy executed a pit maneuver on the Volvo after the vehicle took exit 57 or Olive Street in Cass County and proceeded to head west on I-80. The pit maneuver disabled the vehicle, and the suspect, 23-year-old Vinton Min Nguyen of Cedar Rapids, was taken into custody. He faces numerous charges, including possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, 1.8 grams of pounds of marijuana, and 54.7 grams of marijuana wax, 1.5 grams of pot in a baggie and containers as well. He also was charged with eluding, driving while barred, reckless driving, and OWI first offense. Nguyen suffered an apparent minor injury during the pit maneuver but did not require treatment. In other news, out of Pott County, a man from Nebraska was arrested at around 4:30 a.m. Friday on an OWI charge. The sheriff's office says a deputy responding to a call about a vehicle on the railroad tracks in the area of Town Lane and Joslin found the vehicle and driver, 38-year-old Rosendo Lopez of Omaha. Lopez consented to a field sobriety test at the jail and was placed under arrest on the OWI charge before being turned over to jail staff. And early in the morning on Friday, a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle with expired tags. He noticed the driver, 27-year-old Travis D. Cunningham of Council Bluffs, had an odor of alcohol about him and bloodshot, watery eyes. Cunningham consented to a field sobriety test and breath alcohol content test, which registered 0.139%. Cunningham was issued a warning for the expired tag and placed under arrest at around 2:40 a.m. for OWI second offense. Also in the news, three Lamar's residents are each charged with forgery and theft following a counterfeiting investigation by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation with assistance from the Lamar's Police Department, Plymouth County Sheriff's Office, and the Sioux City Police Department. Brittany Ann Derby, age 29, and Jacqueline Danielle Hartsock, age 27, were arrested on Tuesday, August 9th. Kurt Walter Jones, age 26, was arrested Friday, August 11th. Each was charged with felony forgery and misdemeanor theft in Woodbury County. According to a criminal complaint file, the investigation stemmed after the defendants were observed making or attempting several cash transactions, purchases, and cash changeouts at the Hard Rock Casino in Sioux City on Saturday, August the 5th. The paper cash used was found to be falsified counterfeit bills that resembled U.S. currency. The investigation is ongoing. Officials of the Sac City Police Department have filed charges against a man from Sac City and a man from Lytton following an accident that took place Wednesday. Authorities say at around 4:30 a.m., the Sac City Police Department responded to a motor vehicle accident at Oakland Cemetery in that community. A black 2008 Chevy Colorado pickup was in the Oakland Cemetery being operated in a reckless, erratic, careless, and negligent manner by spinning donuts in the grass. As a result of the action, the vehicle registered to Ronald Osborne of Lytton flipped over onto its top. The pickup was considered a total loss with an estimated value of $12,000. Damage to the cemetery sod was estimated at $1,000. The Oakland Cemetery is owned by the city of Sac City. The driver of that vehicle, Chase Meyer of Sac City, was charged with failure to have a valid driver's license and failure to maintain control, both of which are simple misdemeanors. Karsten Osborne of Lytton was charged with permitting unauthorized person to drive, a simple misdemeanor. Minor injuries were reported as a result of the accident, with one of the subjects being treated at a local hospital. And Omaha area health officials have confirmed Douglas County's first human case this year of West Nile virus. The Douglas County, Nebraska Health Department says the infected person is a woman under the age of 40. Officials say that she was not hospitalized and was recovering. State health officials in Nebraska say it's the ninth human case of West Nile confirmed in that state. Experts say most people who are infected have no symptoms or experience only mild flu-like symptoms. The most vulnerable people are those who are at least 50 and have weakened immune systems. The virus is transmitted to humans through mosquitoes, which acquire the virus by feeding on infected birds. Nebraska reported 95 human cases of West Nile virus last year, including one death. And taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Avery Michael Chapman, the son of Ashley and Michael Chapman of Walnut, died July 28th at Methodist Women's Specialty Care Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Avery Chapman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Viola Brown, age 93, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Viola Brown will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ethel Sorensen, age 92, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Amelia Place in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Ethel Sorensen will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. John Lee Fickus, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday. Funeral services for John Fickus will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Rosalie McCumber, age 79, of Manila, died Wednesday at Cavanaugh Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rosalie McCumber will be on Monday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila is in charge of the arrangements. Gertrude Harriet Ohm, age 85, of Arnold's Park, died Tuesday at the Lakes Regional Health Care. Funeral services for Gertrude Ohm will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home at Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. And Mary McAvoy Stoberl, age 83, of Stewart, died at her home. A celebration of life tribute for Mary McAvoy Stoberl will be held August 20th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.